Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Edward O'Brien. The federal government says the Missoula Police Department has made tremendous progress in how it handles reports of sexual assault. Vanita Gupta is head of the U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division.
In short, this community has come together to institute long-term systemic change to protect and ensure the safety of generations to come, and we are here to acknowledge that and to celebrate it. The Missoula, Montana Police Department has fully implemented its agreement with the Department of Justice to improve the police department's response to sexual assault.
3 years ago, justice officials were more skeptical of Missoula's ability to properly handle sex crime cases. Amid reports of gender bias, the agency launched an investigation into allegations that Missoula police weren't adequately investigating sexual assault reports. The city admitted no wrongdoing, but a year later agreed to improve how police conduct those investigations. Montana's U.S. Attorney Michael Cotter says Missoula has come a long way.
Because of the vision, the diligent work, and unwavering resolve of your community leaders, Missoula is a different place. It is safer and it is a stronger community.
Among other measures, the Missoula Police Department has created a new special victims unit specifically focused on sex crimes. It's implemented specialized training for first responders and detectives working such cases. The department has also increased the number of detectives working sex assault cases and has developed an external review panel to review now closed sex crime cases. Missoula Police Chief Mike Brady says implementation of the required changes is already paying off.
MPD has had an increase of over 50% in reporting sexual assaults from 2012 to 2014. MPD has had a reduction of 16% in cases ending with victim discontinuing the investigation.
Advocates say an increase in sexual assault reports suggests victims are now more confident in the Missoula Police Department's ability to handle their complaints. However, the Justice Department has not noticed an increase in the prosecution of sexual assault complaints. It will document the number of prosecutions in the coming months. County Attorney Kirsten Pabst, who handles prosecutions for Missoula Police, says her office is now working with city and county law enforcement on a daily basis and actively working with a sexual assault expert consultant.
We've been working with the Attorney General's office on a several times a week basis as well. And then I've been working with one of the representatives from the Civil Rights Division at the DOJ. So we've rolled up our sleeves and we've got a ways to go before our agreement's complete, but we're pretty actively engaged.
The county reached an agreement with DOJ about 18 months after the city. The Missoula Police Department was the first of four Missoula agencies to settle an agreement with the Department of Justice. Besides the county attorney's office, the University of Montana and UM Campus Police are the other two agencies working to fulfill their agreements. Justice officials say UM and the county attorney's office are all making progress. Even after all agreements are approved, the Justice Department says it will continue to keep tabs on Missoula's sex assault cases. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.